agree to you, Nick. Practice only with the help of that family life, your working hour. So hopefully we can have about write a question first, and then after that we can suffering either well as it in Dhamma Seal in if we not like to awe of the phenomena in the universe. If we look at one side of the impermanent, both sides are all sides at the moment will suffering. But if we look deep and at that moment by the way, because without happiness, without the suffering, we not appreciate. So there is another. If we go to one left side, we consider that is suffering. To the other side, on the right side, we feel that is. But the suffering or the happiness, it really brought and it changed all the time. The pure neutral feeling, in reality, we experience more, but we not pay attention or we don't live in that way. We usually put more on the left side, the negative side. Also, as we already learned in the on the balance, both sides, yin and yang, negative and good and bad. Every single phenomena in the universe balance itself. But because we be attracted, or we concentrate on the negative side, on the left side, on the suffering too much, and we don't try on the mutual relationship of that. So and then we extract all of the suffering, all of the negative phenomena in the universe as well as universe. That's why we feel more terrible, or we feel we. But if at the same moment we know that this balance, neutral unit, so we look at the whole picture and we know that one half is unhappiness, the other half will be happy, always balance itself, and we not really, attached to any side. At that moment we are living in neutral, and that negative are suffering and positive are. That can be applied in our family, in society. Whenever we encounter something, if really master the law of impermanence, at the same moment we can practice let go and non-ego, because no one or no single phenomena always in the being, it always in the only thing make we unhappy because we attach to that concept. And if we get attached to that living with the past, with the moment of suffering or unhappiness, and we thought about living in the present moment, it already changed already. So and then again, when we live with the past, with the unhappiness, but more the negative unhappiness, the suffering from outside or from the back to the present moment. and that not only affect ourselves, it will affect the people around us. So even though deep in our heart, I really want to help the other person, we want to change, but because we get attached to ego, the self, and then we forget, it cannot change the electromagnetic field around us. Only when we live in mindfulness, quality, impermanent, oneness, or wholeness, and we let go under the old concept, under the attachment, under the suffering, disappear right away. And only that practice, we can help ourselves to let go on the negative electromagnetic field, on the suffering energy, the unhappiness concept, and try in that moment on the positive, on the neutral field energy will come to surrounding us. And when we live more in mindfulness, more in happiness, it will keep changing back more positive feel, positive charge, and the aura or the energy field around us become bigger, wider, and then we can help the other person body. That's the application practice, the easiest practice to break apart the different concepts, suffering, liberation that can apply for your situation. If you live in wrong, but if we live in the affected from the other's direction, it will be minimized. If we lost our mindfulness, or we live with the first moment of unhappiness, a suffering caused by the other party, and then we get attached to that, and we always live in the past life. If the community, the practice community, the society, that case, we not improve our practice. But if we learn how to breastfeed on ourselves, to be our maintain our mindfulness, slowly minimize the other party on the other direction, and stronger and stronger. And then when it's strong enough, it will change, or it will affect the other people surrounding us. Like you see, for example, when he or she not practice well, and he lead a community, when he practice well, he have one person like Thai can change the whole big community. Sometimes far away, but the energy from him can radiate in the whole community practice. Come back to ourselves, follow our slowly, we will develop our concentration. And when we have a concentration, our Gaia to go on path of the liberation. Not only when we water together, Sangha. Sometimes you had a Sangha at other human being, other your practitioner. But maybe if you're lucky, you have your loved one in your foundation, we can spread out, we can affect more people. At your workplace, at first you may not have anyone to help you or to practice with you, but you may find out the inanimate Sangha. For example, if you work in an office, you have the telephone machine, you have a paper, you have a stapler, you have etc. You can create or you can assign for all that object become your partner or can be your teacher. Now a fax machine, a phone ring can be a mindfulness bell. Whenever you touch that, if you mindfulness, that can be your partner to remind you. Or you may use the other one, if I have some sticker, whatever you want. If you used to get upset by the sound, by people, by anything, so now you find out the smiling face sticker on the ruler, you may stick on the phone set, on the fax machine, at the dog knob, and wherever you use the look to that play, whatever object you use or get contact to. So when you see that sticker, the smiling face, so that can be your partner or your teacher to remind you. Okay, we don't have anyone around us. That will be our Sangha, the inanimate Sangha. More object or the more member to practice with you like that, you will be living in more present moment. Your mindfulness will be stronger. Your energy will be fresher, stronger. Your concentration will be deeper. And automatically, even though you don't want or you don't think to that, your energy field will become thicker. You will radiate around you a very fresh, very happy energy. And co-worker, your customer, your patient, or whoever get in contact with you, they will feel that energy and they will totally, even though you don't mean to do that, but definitely okay, it has partner, new practitioner, new teacher. And so back, we have to practice more oftenly. Everyone, more we practice, the more benefit we get. We are the one to benefit at first, and it's easier to get change than asking the other party to change, especially when we have to deal with the one close to us and in opposite direction. Right? Once a week or twice a week is not enough. It's monetary with all the brother and sister, and we have all day long. But if we not really, really mindful or really practice, we still have the time or condition. It is how benefit of the practice to all. We don't need to think about other people. If not, we are expect other people to change or other people to help us. The moment we let go, that we get the benefit right away. And the more we practice, the more benefit we get. And if we happy, if our energy feel it thicker, it's more liberation. Automatically, if we don't want to give to other people, they will receive it. And the moment when they need, they will come to ask you. At that moment, okay, you just give any brief, very minor assistance, but it will change that. But if you not practice, You don't have that energy yet. Not a quality change. You try a lot of effort. But I hope each of you find a way to apply the practice into recommend we apply it live. In the kitchen, in the toilet, everything we do, actually it come out from here, from our thought, from our mind. But because we don't really recognize that, and then we do like the machine, come back, observe our body, listen this one, or if we apply this one in us, we don't have a happy life, and level of nutrition, it have a different level of energy. And we are living in reality of the world, relayed aspect. When we want to do anything, all together are applied in many different aspects. So it will come out. For example, back to the case of the children nowadays, it's harder to help them to practice mindfulness, concentration. First, because the way we give food to children, unwholesome food, high sugar. Second thing, we have too many back the attention for film, book, electronic game, computer, etc. Also, when we want to help our children, again, to train them, but with our energy, good or bad, always stronger than the children. So if we are so restless, we are so worried, anxiety, how come we are mindful? Back to the first question, when we want to help other people, we have to help ourselves first. Especially in a family life, the way we select food, the way we know which food is good, it contributes to the restlessness. Sugar, stimulant, additive, that one we will want to add on that condition, material to attract. To the same in the time. But if we compare between the children in Far East, in the country where yet the children still have a capacity to concentrate more and harmony more than the children in the West element. So, first, we need to identify all of the factors contribute to that, from the food we eat or the food we provide. Secondly, all of the material, the environment we expose our children and ourselves to. We have to expose to the society. We have to get environment. But for the entertainment, for the diamond, the good energy, to help fighting the worryness, the anxiety, energy will be built up during the working time. So first, we have to practice ourselves first, so we have real energy, the concentration energy. And then, we should let our children instead of into the tithing area for leisure time. The nature it have a capacity our energy help us to balance our energy, especially when you lead the children to vast area. The energy out there is so huge, it's so strong, and the space is too wide, it's too vast. And ourselves or our children is just a small, tiny universe. So it will help to restore. And by in contact with the nature and with the deriding, our children will learn how to cover and how to get in contact with the reality, with the energy. On the other hand, if we take our children to the playground, to the tear-sizing atmosphere, they will be cracked. They will be absorbed and they will get used to that. And the energy, it will get out, the concentration and the mindfulness concentration, it will be lower. The food we provide to our children, the environment we provide to our children, all it will be bad. It have a more distracted health. We have to help the children the same thing. One of that policy is not changing, especially we are the one have energy always stronger than the children. Our consciousness, if we practice, will be stronger than our children. And we are leader. We are the one to take responsibility helping our children. We have a more experience to deal with any situation. One of the most common problem for the young children is what they call ADHD, high sugar in ice cream, in cooked soft drink, beverage, all kinds everywhere. And that before we don't have that. Not only affect the children, it's supposed to affect the children only. First level of energy. The second level of energy is all of the thing I just shared with you. Environment, book, television, electronic. Next one, the third level is very, very important. And many of us not really think about that. That means we be affected by the electromagnetic field charge, very thick all around us, and it affected us 24 hours a day. Know about that. We're not aware about that, so we don't back to ourselves to lock or to close our electromagnetic field of our own tiny universe. Draw out and be affected by the electromagnetic field charge, especially from the radar station, from the satellite, from a few hundred channel of the television, etc. And during the daytime, we have a lot of affected, but we don't really care about that much. But the time we be affected the most is during night. And during the night, you see all the bad channel, the very bad energy broadcast during the night time. And during the unconsciousness, especially during the deep sleep in the REM state, rapid eye movement, our brain frequency increase very high, and it almost synchronize the same frequency of that electromagnetic field. So all of the bad frequency, all of the bad energy, it penetrates in storage consciousness. And during daytime, whenever the condition outside is favorable, it will re-manifest on the mind. All of the energy we take it in and we store in the storage consciousness unconsciously, and we don't know. If you try to survey, or you observe, you turn on and you record the channel, about 500 channel of television, and on the most of the program for film, violent film, sex film, or the telephone program, most of that will be at the night time. First, secondly, night time is the time for the negative from the universe. Night time is the time to attract all of the negative energy. We are living in constant state at night time, so it will be affected more. The report on the medical journal, the scientific journal, know that every single electric. Secondly, our universe go to the tire on the planet, get into a light, so the energy, it becomes stronger, and day after day, now we have more information, more bad channel. We not only in any particular field, in any particular report, almost every single nation, they really worry about the spread out of the bad information on the internet. One application of the electro find out that information, you can find out every. I already shared that one. Is that, let's say, the value of electromagnetic protection. I mean, every single thought we send out a signal, that means we send out a channel. To protect ourselves, we have to practice more mindfulness, or come back to ourselves by observing our breath. It is the simplest, the easiest way. The more we practice, the more we first we preserve our energy. Because if we let free thought, the random thought sending out too much, and every single thought sent out, we waste our energy. Secondly, when we send out the message, that means at the same time the message will be in. But during the daytime, we have a more consciousness, more mindfulness than at the night time. And if our body, our mind, get used to that practice, come back to ourselves, more mindful in our thought, more mindful on our activity, our field of electromagnetic field will both or minimize the projection. You harvest energy during the daytime, and if daytime we practice more, the nighttime, okay, it will follow that pattern, and we will not unconsciousness.